got on a little soapbox earlier. I'm about ready to get on another one right now. My new Ford Bronco soapbox. I don't have my new Ford Bronco yet, but boy, I tell you, that vehicle is getting rave reports. It's unbelievable what people are saying about that particular rig. It's a perfect vehicle to explore Sanderson Ford Country.
And they have two specifically for testing, test driving at Sanderson Ford, open today, never on Sunday. If you'd like to get over and see for yourself what a Ford Bronco could feel like, and, you know, just picture on such a beautiful day like today, what it'd be like driving through the backcountry woods. And, you know, there's very few places, due to the power of radio in Arizona, that you could go that you would miss the Rosie on the House broadcast from Flagstaff down to Green Valley.
Roll those windows down through Coconino, Yavapai, Apache Sitgreaves, Coronado National, Tonto National Forest, and just go check out Arizona in a new Ford Bronco from Sanderson Ford. You know they've got them for under $28,000.
Woo!
The one four-wheel drive SUV that's getting the most incredible reviews of any in the industry. They're saying it's going to blow the competition out of the water. They've got a goat mode.
Goat.
Goat mode on the transmission. Go over any terrain. You got to love it. Listen, it's Sanderson Ford. Come check it out. There's no hassle. There's no pressure. And there's no nonsense. This is Sanderson Ford Country. It's the perfect country for driving your Sanderson Bronco.
And we're joined in studio with a gentleman who's going to start off by correcting me. I'm not allowed to say trades anymore when it relates to construction. ROC Director Jeff Fleetham. The proper term is construction science technology professional.
Correct. Nice job. So, and here's the reason why. Construction science is an old word that means to know. Technology is a new word that means to build, right? What do we do in construction? We know something and then we build something. And professional is something that's engaged in a specified activity as one's main paid occupation. Boom.
And you've kind of been singing this song for a while. You were like
six years.
Yeah, you were kind of one of the premier first ever to come up with this.
I don't know if I was or if it was in a dream or something, but I've been ranting about it for a long time. And here's the reason why, Rosie. I believe this. I grew up in the construction industry. You know, first job was pulling nails out of 2x4s, straightening them, separating them from 16-penny to 8-penny so my father could reuse the nails because my labor was way cheaper the nails. But through the years, we all got busy and we let something happen to us, to the industry. We let it become a fat-thumbed, dirty T-shirt, size 12 boot, size 4 hat industry. And we started letting people talk to us like this. And we did it ourselves. And this is not a, you know, this is not a whine. I've got a great life. And so does your family. The construction and the education in the construction science technology professions is not lesser education than university education. University education is not higher education. It is other education. And all you have to do is look at the buildings where you go to university, and they were built by construction science technology professionals. There's nothing in construction that's not science. There's nothing in construction that's not technology. There's nothing in construction that's not STEM. And so that's the whole idea.
And it's only going faster that direction.
It's crazy. You mentioned, I heard you on the show a little bit earlier talking about electricians. Now, we have residential electricians. We have commercial electricians, industrial electricians, motors, engines, all these things. And the typical hourly earnings for electricians today are in the mid-$20 range. So $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Foreman, mid-30s, 70. And that's base. That doesn't include any sort of overtime or any sort of other benefits. You mentioned a truck, a variety of different things like that. So $70,000 to $100,000 a year. And here's the beauty about it. No debt. Ask Dave Ramsey what that means. So if you want to go. So the reason we use the construction science technology also is because that's what it is. But also, there was a great guy that I met a few years ago, and I'm not sure if he's listening, but I drove him nuts about this for a while. And his name is Oleg Shivitz. He's with the Arizona Commerce Authority and Office of Economic Opportunity.
Okay.
And I pounded him on this for a while, and then we got with an organization called Ideas Collide. And they're an advertising agency in Arizona. They're over on Indian School Road. His father was in the construction, and they did focus groups with parents and young people, and it was trades don't resonate with them. I'm an old guy. I use trades. We use trades, but we can't keep saying so.
Oh, I see.
We can't keep saying trades are trades because that's what it is. It's not. We got to say construction science technology. Then you have parents going, I want my kid to do this. You got kids going, this is great. I sent you a couple of videos.
Yeah, that's right.
Yesterday, you watch those. They're awesome. So that was a rant.
I'll let you catch your breath and read this text from Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors, who's been a flooring partner of ours for over 20 years. Said, I was the representative for the Ceramic Tile and Stone Association of Arizona and attended a EVIT meeting in Mesa, East Valley Institute of Technology. A lot of great training there for not trades, for construction science technology professionals. And at one of their Ceramics, Tile, and Stone Association meetings, he said, construction representative profession, you know, the hiring individuals for every large construction company would show up and would hire anyone on site that had the slightest inclination that they could work hard and use their head, and they did not require any kind of training. Right. So we'll come train you. Come start.
Absolutely. And we're in a training vacuum right now. Correct. So you'll go through the apprentice program on a fast track system. Carol has an incredible success story.
So awesome.
Yeah, we have another homeowner writing into us to say that his son graduated from NAU with a degree in construction management.
Oh, yeah.
Now he makes six figures a year. He's valued by his employer, has a great reputation and respect within his industry. And the dad writes, I'm a retired middle school principal with a master's degree, but I enthusiastically and so encourage and support young men and women who pursue a career in the trades. Excuse me, construction science.
Technology professions.
And that's a great program. I almost finished my engineering degree at ASU in what has now become the Del Webb School of Construction. Almost finished. I talked my dad into letting me start a handyman company in 1976 in Tempe, and we just kind of went from there. But I love doing work with my hands. In my career counseling session with my dad in 1966, we were sitting at the back patio swimming pool. He said, Rosie, what do you want to do? I said, well, Dad, you're a doctor. Don't kids just grow up and be what their dad is? And he said, well, there's a couple problems with that. One, your grades. Two, you got to quit ditching class. Three, you got to quit fainting at the sight of blood. Other than that, you may have a chance at becoming a doctor. What do you like to do? And he knew I liked to work with my hands. Got me a job with an architect here in town. And I never, never wavered. I love producing things with my hands.
That's awesome. Or you can have a situation, I don't particularly like working with my hands.
Okay.
However,
my guys don't like me working with my hands.
They don't want you around them working with their hands. So I grew up in the industry. What I love about it is a vision and seeing something and understanding that what I'm going to do is I'm going to start on a piece of dirt. And I'm going to build a building like this that we're in with people that I know, with some of it correct, some of my hands, maybe not all of my hands, my partners and all of the stuff. But you can be great with your hands, and if you don't know how to put something together, if you don't know how to do math in your head, if you don't know what a 32nd of an inch is, which, by the way, is, to me, you can drive a truck through that. If you don't know those things, it doesn't matter how good you are with your hands. It doesn't matter any of those things. You have to know those things to be a successful person in our business. And we all know that, right? We know people that are knuckleheads in whether they're doctors, lawyers, sure, whatever, all over the place. But if you want to be good, if you want to succeed, you have to be able to understand what you're doing, see your North Star, know where to start, and know where it's taking you. And if you don't, it doesn't matter.
Now, Romy just brought up EVIT.
Haven't
you joined the board over there?
I was just appointed to the board recently at the end of the year.
Talk East about Valley, educational facility statewide.
Yeah, East Valley Institute of Technology is a career and college prep high school. So it's part of – so basically, I'll draw a line. Basically, Scottsdale School District and East are what's called sending schools to EVIT. West of that, there's a center area that Phoenix Union High School District has their own program.
Is that Metro Tech?
Yeah, Metro Tech. And then further west is WestMech, and they're sending high schools to there. So here's an interesting thing. When a kid at Arcadia High School, that's the high school I went to. Somebody else went, you know, we have friends that went to,
sure,
you
Coronado,
know, so Coronado, Saguaro, Scottsdale School District, old days. In the old days when my grandson said everything was black and white, because that's the only pictures he could see of me. So if a kid from Arcadia wants to go to EVIT to be learn the construction sciences, or perhaps maybe aviation, or radio broadcast.
They've got a broadcast.
They've got all of those things. They go, in their junior and senior year, they go there at part of the day, take the courses, and many of them can come right out of that with certificates enough to get them a job instantly. Some choose to go to continuing their education in university. And some do not. Some choose to just start earning right there, whether it's construction sciences or another. The same thing with WestMech in Pima. All over the state, there's these things. I encourage anybody to your kids, have them look at those opportunities. Now, there's some people that treat this as if it's some sort of, well, those places are for those kids who aren't college material. You know those kids, right, like Rosie Romero. Yeah,
exactly.
So guess what? Rosie probably doesn't have any debt. And he's got big, giant trucks and ranches and cabins and big – he's got everything. So because he wasn't college material, he started his business – and he's now a raving success. And don't let anybody tell you that he's not.
Boom. And one of the points I always bring up is just look it up on the internet. You can find it really quickly. Yeah. How many people have college careers that are in the industry they paid for their education? And the percent is like less than 10.
Right. Yeah, it's really something. And there was a study that we did with a study that was done taking two kids that graduated from high school, 18 years old. One went in and decided to go into the plumbing track. The other decided to be a doctor. And the doctor had debt from university. The plumbing guy didn't. But it took approximately 30 years of earning for the physician to catch paying his debt to catch up to the plumber in total capacity of earnings. So.